Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. With only 2 days to go to Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Cyprus, where he will present the working guidelines for the October Synod for Churches in the Middle East, the Holy Father's thoughts turn to the people of Gaza.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, comincio con un appello, con profonda trepidazione.
At the end of his Wednesday audience, he said, "With great trepidation, I followed the tragic events that occurred near the Gaza Strip. I feel the need to express my heartfelt condolences for the victims of these painful events, which worry those who care about peace in the region. Again, I say with a heavy heart that violence does not solve disputes, but increases their tragic consequences and generates more violence. I appeal to those who have political responsibilities locally and internationally to relentlessly seek just solutions through dialogue to ensure the people of the best living conditions, harmony and serenity.
Vi invito ad unirvi a me nella preghiera per le vittime, per i loro familiari.
I invite you to join me in prayer for the victims, their relatives and those who suffer. The Lord will support the efforts of those who never tire of working for reconciliation and peace."
E per la pace.
The Pope's comments come as Israel, facing mounting international outrage at its raid on an aid convoy sailing to Gaza, which resulted in 9 deaths, said that it would expel all activists seized on the ships and dropped threats to prosecute some of them. The Gaza Strip has been blockaded by Israel since June 2007, when Hamas took control of the Palestinian territory in the course of the Battle of Gaza from rival Palestinian group Fatah. Egypt, which had also observed the blockade, opened its crossing to Gaza on Tuesday morning. 1.5 million people live in the Gaza Strip.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.